let me know when you're ready.
Hello. I'm ready. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Actually, move it back just a little bit. Just a little smidge.
Hello. Something else? Yeah. Does this work for us? Okay.
Because it was clipping before.
So okay.
Good enough. What is that mic too? I'm going to turn it just a little bit. That's why it's clipping. How am I looking? Okay, cool. Yep. All right. 3, 2, 1. All right. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We are streaming live from the Black Writers Weekend at the 5th District Podcast Studio at Constellations on Sweet Auburn. At the Sweet Auburn District of Atlanta, a culturally based workspace that offers private offices and beautiful meeting spaces such as the state of the art recording studio that we are using today. I am your friendly neighborhood Negro, Jay Carrington, aka JC. I'm the host of the Quarantine Talks podcast, the Get the Podcast podcast, as well as the Bonnet Basics shorts on Instagram and TikTok. And today I have with me the distinct pleasure of speaking with the lady that put all of this together. I'm gonna let her introduce herself. Go ahead, tell them who you is.
Hello, it's me. Hi guys, my name is Tamika Newhouse. I am the founder of Black Writers Weekend, the author of 17 novels, and the publisher of Delphine Publications.
All right.
So I am in the house. I'm excited about this conversation.
And I mean, like, she's being modest, y'all. She's.
I mean, if I go on and on and on, we're gonna be talking
animals.
About.
We got the Black Book Club. We got Black Writers.
Oh like, yeah.
I just want to be like you when I grow up.
I'm still growing. I'm still trying to grow up and be an adult. Hey, I'm still figuring it out.
I say what I said. All right. So we're going to switch up the question just a little bit. So,
okay.
What made you create the Black Writers Weekend?
Well, for me, it was simple. I am a control freak.
All right.
And I saw something that I wanted for myself. Mm-hmm. I want to be on panels.
Okay.
I want to walk the red carpet.
Okay.
I want to be on the cover of magazines.
Okay.
I want to be on billboards. I didn't see that being created for Black writers.
Okay.
I didn't even see award shows like that that was celebrating us where it wasn't this boring graduationist type ceremony. Exactly. Like, we want to be treated like stars too. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, well, if they're not going to create the space for us, I guess I'm going to do it.
Okay.
And so that's where the idea behind the award show, which is the AAMBC Literary Awards, mm-hmm. I started that in 2009.
Go ahead, drop the acronym, please.
Yeah, African Americans on the Move on Book Club.
All right.
So basically, it's a literary movement. And it's pushing our stories, it's pushing our narratives, and it's pushing our creators mm-hmm. to the forefront, to the limelight, to where they are on the covers of magazines. Mm-hmm. They are on the panels.
Mm-hmm.
They're walking the red carpet. I often say that without the written word, we don't have books, we don't have movies, we don't have songs, we don't have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So why aren't we the first in line to walk the red carpet? Right. Excuse me, talk to me.
Especially when we're a lot of the driving force behind a lot of the cultural.
Yes.
Tradition. Especially as we talk
yes.
about America. And if we think about how America pushes the world,
yes,
culturally speaking, like
yeah, they I mean they yeah. they adopt our culture, our mannerism, our rhythm, they all of that
mm-hmm.
they take it and they use it and mm-hmm. they whitewash it a mm-hmm. little bit, but mm-hmm. they get it from us,
right?
And I'm like, when. That's not right. We should be treated like the rock stars that we are.
Absolutely.
We are the ones that's way more important than the actor that's acting out the script mm-hmm. that we wrote, the singer that's singing out the songs that we wrote. Like, mm-hmm. we're more important.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to create that space because it didn't exist. And so that's where Black Writers Weekend came into play.
Mm-hmm. And so how long do you think it came from? Because it's 2018 or 2016?
2008.
For,
is when I started the book club. Writer,
well, for specifically for the Black Writers.
Oh, that was 2012, 2013. Yeah.
Okay, so my dates was off.
Yeah.
So, like, I guess from create to inception to creation, how long did it take you to put this thing into the world and put it together?
I did the first in 2010.
Okay.
Now, the vision that I had as far as the extravagant award show, the large red carpet, the hundreds of people. I had that vision when I started the AAMBC back in 2009, 2010. But it took me until getting here in Atlanta in 2013, 2014. that around those years to actually put that vision together. And the reason why it took me so long is because I knew that when I did it, I was representing us. Okay. I get tired of us putting on these events and putting out these products and it's half-assed done.
Ooh, I was about to say half-assed. Hold on. Okay.
You like, that's not what we're doing. And then I'm representing, like, I wear a legacy on my shoulder.
Right.
I wear my mother's name and then legacy behind it. Okay. Delphine's legacy.
Okay.
I'm a representation of her.
Okay.
So I'm not going to embarrass her. I'm not going to embarrass myself. And I'm going to set the tone for my children. So if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't feel like I had the skill set and the knowledge to do it until 2015 was the first year that we did the award show with the ceremony, the booking out the theater hall, bringing out the celebrities and all that. 2015 was the first year I did it.
Okay. And is this the first time it's been held at Constellations?
This is the first, yeah, this is our first time having the festival or anything here at Constellations, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How has the experience been?
Constellations is a beautiful venue, surprisingly. And I was just talking to somebody earlier. I love my people.
Mm-hmm.
But I also don't like my people.
Mm-hmm. I love us for real, but I also sometimes don't love
us.
Yeah.
Exactly. Simply because we could be the worst people to please.
Right.
And then there comes this entitlement.
Mm-hmm.
And I was starting to get pissed. I was mad. I was mad for a little bit.
Okay.
Because I was putting a lot of my energy and time creating this space for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't getting rich. I wasn't lacing my pockets. I genuinely just loved and enjoying it. But I was coming across people in this journey that did not have good intent. And I'm like this, I'm still a cowgirl. I'm still this Texas girl at heart. And I'm in Atlanta with all these different people from different walks of life. And everybody has an opportunity trying to grab. So again, that means I'm coming across opportunists.
Right.
So people that are going to say things and do things to achieve their own gain.
Right.
And when I was coming across people like that, I was getting discouraged. Because why y'all got to do that?
Right.
And so then I had to start taking accountability in my own journey.
Okay.
I can't change how people are going to act and respond. But I can change and alter how I receive it.
Right.
And it doesn't have to technically take over my energy and my spirit. I don't have to feel, you know, a certain type of way. Find the light and the joy in it. Because there's good and bad in all these spaces.
Mm-hmm.
So this year is the very first year I have really, really just wholesomely enjoyed the festival. I have enjoyed, I don't even know that was the word, wholesomely. I'm making that shit.
It worked.
But like, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the people. I enjoyed the energy. And I think a big part of that is because I'm in a different space as well.
Okay.
I have fully grown as a businesswoman, as an entrepreneur, as a dreamer, as a woman, as a person. And I have been able to understand my journey, my path a lot more. So I've enjoyed it a lot this year.
I like this growth, this community. That
yeah, I grew up in stuff, y'all.
A little bit. And speaking of, we just want to take a moment to actually thank our sponsors, Refuge
yes.
Coffee House, the Apex Museum. It's also located in Sweet Auburn District, Constellations, of course. And they have made it possible for us to bring this event for the first time hybrid. So we got live things going on. We got the Zooms and we got the in-persons, whichever you want to do. You don't want to do the COVIDs because of the panoramic, then we got you.
Not the panoramic.
The Panasonic. I mean, you just pick a P name and it works. So if you want to do the COVID because of the protagonist, we got
right.
you. You know,
right.
We got you. So we definitely want to take time to thank them for allowing this to happen hybrid, virtual, and online. And moving into that question, how have you been dealing with this new normal of all virtual everything?
Well, see, what's interesting is when I started my book club, AANBC, got started online.
Mm-hmm.
It was on a MySpace page.
Mm-hmm.
And all of my engagement was online on a social media platform.
Okay.
Even when it came to conversations that I was having with writers. I was hosting a podcast on Blog Talk Radio mm-hmm. starting in 2009. I did it for over 3.5 years.
Okay.
Through that platform, I interview what is called literary legends, from the Mary B. Morrisons, to Eric Jerome Dickies, to the Francis Reyes, to Zane,
mm-hmm.
To Carl Weber, to everybody that you can think of that was Black and doing it in publishing. And that's how I began to build onto my network and my platform, which through the digital space.
Right.
So this is
basically like home.
Oh, yeah. This is a walk in the park for me. So I'll be looking at folks like, oh, I've been doing this. It's like a decade for me. Like
this is honestly the Panera Bread has really irritated me because I'm not a Zoom person.
Uh-huh.
I hate networking events in general. But to have to sit on Zoom and just be like for hours on it, I can't. I'm an in-person type of guy. Like my charisma don't work and my charm don't work the same online. Like
you can't feel my energy on
and I look better in person than I do in pictures.
Right. You know? Right. You can feel, you know what? You are. You got this beautiful bright white smile, these pearly teeth.
Oh, God.
Oh, so, yes, you are gorgeous.
Thank you. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. What are some of the takeaways that you've had from this year's event? Something that you've learned, something that you, you know.
One of my biggest takeaways from this year is I put myself more in an artist position this year versus just producing. And I had a segment where I talked about some of my own journeys, especially with motherhood. Mm-hmm. And it ended up opening up this dialogue for other women to be vulnerable and to be open about their own struggles with motherhood and some of their own pains that they experienced. And that for me, it brought it a little bit more full circle for my work to have a little bit more meaning and also for me to feel a little bit more comfortable with my own shortcomings because I'm not perfect. I don't even try to be, but I'm also not ashamed. Mm-hmm. I'm not ashamed of where I lacked. I'm not angry at where I lacked. I just want to talk about it.
Right.
And I'm out of a dark space where I was upset about, you know, the cards that life was dealing me.
Right.
And the fact that I was able to find myself out of that and grow from that and then see people not only relate to it, but then they started talking about their own situations, their own journeys, and that's what I wanted. That's what we need. We have to have these conversations so that we can heal. Mm-hmm. When we keep it all in, mm-hmm. there's lack of understanding, and there's lack of purity where mm-hmm. you're kind of purging mm-hmm. yourself, and so we're kind of walking around with all these heaviness mm-hmm. and this darkness. So
the interesting thing about the Black Writers Weekend is that what you've done is create community.
Yes,
right? And historically, ancestrally speaking, we are a very community-based, organization-based, cooperative-based people,
mm-hmm.
right? So we work best in groups. That's why they've done all these things to keep us apart.
Because when
we come together, it be
we're so much stronger.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And so it's like, it's just interesting that you took, you know, from your darkness and you created this beautiful, bright thing to attract others.
To attract other people so that they can shine too. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like we have to understand everybody has pain. Everybody has something in their past that hurt them. Everybody has experienced trauma because it's life.
Right.
What are you doing with that though?
Exactly.
Are you allowing that to eat you up?
Exactly.
Or are you allowing that to build you up and you're becoming a better person that now makes better decisions? And not only that, when life begins to continue to deal you cards, now you have some tools. You have some armor mm-hmm. that helps you, you know, stand strong and stand still, you know, when life is kind of throwing you some, mm-hmm. you know, some curveballs.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's what we have to utilize our pain and our trauma for. Like, it really is to build us. It's a tool that we have to dig into and implement when life continues to deal us cards, because that's a revolving door. Life is about experiences and choices.
Right.
That's what I tell people. So
right.
life, you're going to have these constant experiences,
right.
whether it's good and bad.
Right.
And then you have choices behind them,
right.
whether it's good or bad.
And every action causes an equal opposite reaction, but every inaction also causes that same thing. Right.
Yep.
So the choices and the shots that you don't make matter as much as the ones that you do.
Exactly.
So it's like, yeah.
There was a lady that was talking to me today. She hadn't been out to a four book signing, period. It's her first time out. She said she was so afraid. And then she was really afraid to come into the studio today to have an interview, mm-hmm. to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I don't know how to just be myself. People are going to be looking at me. And I looked at her and I said, ooh, it looked like you're in the right spot.
Right.
You're doing something that scared you.
Right.
You're doing something that made you uncomfortable.
Whenever you're doing something that's uncomfortable, that means you're moving in the right direction.
Exactly.
Right, right.
If you're doing something that's so easy and you cruising through it,
mm-hmm.
come on now.
You gotta up the ante.
Come on.
You gotta up the ante.
Challenge yourself.
Right.
And that means that not only to have you accomplish that space, but now you're just kind of cruising. You're not growing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, growth means that you're going to be uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Growth means change.
Mm-hmm.
And that, for me, mm-hmm. the biggest part of Black Writers Weekend has always been that. Now I see people that got started at Black Writers Weekend, I'm seeing them on billboards. I'm okay. seeing them on a cover of magazines. Okay. They're producing for studios. Mm-hmm. And I know them. Mm-hmm. They didn't have no experience before mm-hmm. Black Writers Weekend. Mm-hmm. And when I began to process that, I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Somebody this year...
And somebody else is going
to, have that same experience. Exactly. Oh, that's pretty cool. My work is making sense. Yeah. And it's making mm-hmm. a difference. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I'm excited about that. Because somebody from this year, then we also did a pitch fest with Harlequin, where people are trying to acquire right. these book deals.
Right.
It's like, all right, bet. I'm about to make some more history in somebody else's life. Mm. Yeah.
I got a question, too. So, CEO, boss lady, you wear a lot of hats. Over a lot of things, and you can pick and choose whichever you would like. We're talking about the Black Writers Weekend, so you know you can, but I mean, again, you have a multitude of things that you do. So I would like to ask, what is the funnest part? And don't be coming for me, because funnest is a word I'm gonna say.
Funnest.
What is the funnest part of your job?
I was making up words.
And what is the not funnest or worst part about your job?
Well, the funnest part is the fact that I don't have a job. It's not a job.
Amen.
So I don't even know what that means. I haven't had one since I was 23. And I think that the beautiful thing about what it is that I do is I wake up when I want and I go to sleep when I want. And I can catch a flight when I want to as well. I'm Absolutely. About to catch one in a couple of days.
Absolutely.
And I don't have to check in with anybody.
Nope.
That's what I really enjoy, because I hate structure.
Right.
I hate routine.
Right.
It makes me miserable.
Right.
I get unhappy. And I don't like people telling me what to do in any capacity. I was a horrible employee.
Man, listen, I can't tell you how many jobs I've been
had. I was horrible. I got fired. Like, I was cussing out the bosses. I like, all this extra stuff. I don't care.
I'm talking to.
Right. Excuse me. I don't need this job. Like, what are we doing?
No job, but I'm telling you.
But I think the worst, or not the worst, but the thing I do not technically enjoy is when you are your own boss and you're an entrepreneur, you have a lot of people sometimes that depend on you.
Okay.
And then depending on the type of boss that you are is the type of peace that you're going to have and the type of success that you're going to, that you're going to have, because you're only as good as your team.
That's correct.
And so I had to discover how to delegate and how to lead effectively, where people not only enjoyed it, but they wanted to go along for the ride.
Okay.
And I could depend on them. And that for me is not the fun part. It's finding people that are genuine and that's going to stick around. They're not opportunists, and they're here and they're going to help the train keep moving and going. So for me, that's the part I don't quite enjoy.
Okay.
Because I have helped build plenty of entrepreneurs, plenty of people that are now able to write full time because of the beginnings they got started with me. Mm-hmm. And for me, I don't brag about it. I don't even want no acknowledgement. But it's kind of like privately though. Humble
right.
yourself.
Right.
Remember.
Right. Remember who
you got there.
You know, remember who gave you the platform to step on up and step and move on out. You know, move on up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I've had plenty of people that begin to develop amnesia.
Ooh.
And then have to come back around.
Ooh.
And I'd be like, I have no hate, no ill right. intent towards right. you, but we good, we cool.
Right, right, right.
Now fly on your own and see how long they last.
Right.
That's it.
What's next for Miss Mika?
What is next?
All of her things.
I'm producing my first photo exhibit.
Okay.
The photo shoot is going to actually embody at least 7 women in a vulnerable setting, very vulnerable and revealing setting. So some of these women will be naked. Some of these women will be in revealing clothes. All about owning their bodies. It's about empowering them, rooting them on. And then I'm going to produce an exhibit where I'm going to showcase these images. And then we're going to talk about mental health. We're going to talk about our happiness. We're going to talk about our love. We're going to talk about how we got to the point of where I can bear it all And I'm comfortable with that. So, yes, I'll be one of the models, too.
Okay.
Right. So, I mean, I'm comfortable with nudity. I ain't about to be showing nipples and stuff, but I'm just saying. but that is my next.
You can't get the people to look to the nipple. You can't get
the,
No.
Okay, cool. No. Right. I'm going to give the illusion of it. So, I mean, but I ain't showing no damn nipples. so, after that, I'm going to be releasing my 18th title. I'm also producing some original screenplays. Okay. So I have some scripts that I'm going to be shopping and some treatments I'm going to be putting out there. But I'm stepping more into the producer role of things. Okay. And, of course, season 3 to my podcast, which is Traces Amika. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be filming some of that in my home city of Fort Worth.
Okay.
It's like a documentary memoir, my podcast is. So the first 2 seasons are streaming on everything. So catch up on those seasons, you'll be able to kind of come into my world and see, you know, who I really am, who I truly am, and how I kind of come up with these ideas and things like that. And so that's what I'm working on.
I love it. You got so many, like, a lot. You just got, and that's what I was telling somebody else, is like, when you become an entrepreneur or just fully kind of like embrace your creativity and just making money off of the things that you can do,
yeah,
and ideate and create, it just creates, it gives you more time to create more things.
Yep.
Right, because you ain't got punch no clock. I ain't got to worry about my boss or request no day. Like, no, I'm going to wake up and do what I want today.
Yep, do what I want. Mm-hmm. Yep. And what's beautiful is a lot of my work benefits other people.
Right.
And that's another.
Whenever you give blessings to other people, your blessings come back.
Yeah, I can't help it, though. It's not that I wake up and be like, ooh, let me help the people. Mm-hmm. That's not what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. It's just that my vision really does help people. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, I mean, everybody is selfish in their own right.
Yeah.
I think you just have to, like, me and you are kind of alike as I listen to you talk. It's like one of the things that gives me joy is being able to know that I put people on.
Yeah.
Right. I was the kingmaker in the situation. Yep. Right. And I don't want to be in front. I'll just remember, like you said, who gave you the step stool to step on up and step on out. Like, yep. You know, just don't forget me when I call, because, you know. For it.
And I'll never be worried about if they do get amnesia and they start, you know, smelling themselves mm-hmm. a little bit. Mm-hmm. Okay, God got you. Mm-hmm. And we'll mm-hmm. just keep it at that. God knows my heart and God knows yours. Karma. And so whatever is meant for you, you will have anyway. So whatever I say and do don't matter, because mm-hmm. God is going to control that. Mm-hmm. The universe is going to control that. Mm-hmm. And also you, because what you put out is what you're going to get back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And as we close this out, we couldn't end this conversation without sending a special shout out to our sponsors and friends at the Black Writers Weekend, Amazon, yeah. KDP, Harlequin, Goodreads, Refuge Coffee House, Constellations, Apex Museum, the Traces of Miss Mika Sitting in Front of Me podcast, yes. And Miss Tamika herself.
Yeah, me too. I sponsor this.
When you can sponsor your old stuff and you put it up there, yeah. it's the best feeling.
Like, I put my logo on everything. I had my signs and stuff everywhere. I added myself to the program.
I used to never do that,
mm-hmm. which is funny. I would create this festival and this platform, and I'd be like, nah, I ain't gonna put myself on there because I didn't want to seem like I was, I don't know, being...
like you're trying to showboat.
Yeah, you know, showboat, or yeah. trying to be had a center of attention.
It ain't about being a showboat. It's about being like, well, it's here because of me. So
yeah, so I got over that. Mm-hmm. This is my shit. Mm-hmm. This is my creation. This is what I did this. I want to be a part of the program, too.
I love it.
So I put myself in the program.
Sometimes you just got to whip it out, put your dick on the table, and just let them know.
Not put your dick on the table. Oh, my God.
Sometimes you just got to let them... there you go.
But that's how I am now. Like I'm uber confident yet humble at the same time.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Go ahead and give your handles, Mr. Baker.
All right. So y'all follow me on everything. Everything is my name. So this is Branding 101. Make everything your name. Mm-hmm. Which is Tamika Newhouse, and that's mm-hmm. with an I. TAMIKA. My last name is Newhouse, like I bought a new house. Mm-hmm. NEWHOUSE. My website is Tamika Newhouse. And then my podcast, Traces of Mika, MIKA. And that's Traces of Mika on every social media platform. And then it's streaming on everything that you can think of. Apple Music, Amazon. Hell, you can even tell Alexa to play Traces of Mika.
I love it. All right. And so, guys, I want to thank everybody for tuning in over the internet and wherever you are.
Yes,
I want to thank you for
been great.
Listening. Don't forget to follow us on social media at Black, spelled BLK, Writers Weekend on the Twitters. Black Writers Weekend, spelled the regular way, BLACK, on Instagram. And, of course, Facebook as Facebook at the Black Writers Weekend. Mm-hmm. Of course, you guys can follow me, JC, from the OVT, at JC from the OVT. I try to keep it simple. And, of course, don't forget to follow the OVT Network. And that is it, guys. We are signing off. So from your friendly neighborhood Negro to a boss lady herself.
Yes. And we will return August 5th through the 7th, 2022, for Black Writers Weekend, year 14.
I love it. I love it. All right. Thanks, guys. We out.
Thanks, guys. Peace. Be blessed.